The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Is that on? That switch on? Yeah, it's on, right? No, it's on. Okay. Don't touch it. No, don't touch it. It's on. I just wanted to make sure it was on. All right. We're on the air. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School. Day two of the 16th annual Christmas Classic Basketball Tournament. Not the time slots we were hoping for, but these are non-league games, and every opportunity on the court's a chance to get better. It is a DeSales Irish doubleheader. The Lady Irish are in the consolation bracket game against the Mack High Lady Pioneers, the second time they have met this season. And then in the boys' side of the consolation bracket, the Irish boys will take on the Assotin Panthers. We'll take a look at how the bracket has gone so far in yesterday's action and set the tone for this afternoon doubleheader broadcast. You're tuned into Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. Day two of the Christmas Classic Tournament. The Lady Irish will be the home team in the white uniforms with the forest green numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. The Lady Pioneers of Mack High from just south of the border in Milton Freewater will have the road red with the white numbers trimmed in black. The schedule of games yesterday, Columbia Burbank's girls beat Mack High 36-35, and the Mack High girls are winless, but that was a very good game. It was their best game of the season. Columbia Burbank's a good club. They beat DeSales by about 10, I think it was, without peeking at my notes earlier this year. The Lady Irish beat Mack High 44-25 on December 11th, but they're playing better, and it'll be a tough matchup in this one. And then in game two yesterday, the Mack High boys beat Assotin 53-45, which dropped Assotin into the consolation bracket along with the Irish. And in the evening session last night, the Lady Irish were beaten by Moses Lake Christian 48-39, and the DeSales boys ran into a very, very good team, a very competitive physical ball game. The Irish offense struggled throughout, and they lost 54-44 to the Moses Lake Christian Lions boys teams. Both those teams came into the game undefeated last night. So the schedule today, got this contest between the Lady Irish and Mack High's girls set to tip off at 1 p.m., followed by the boys versus the Soton, the DeSales boys. And in the championship games for the playing for the Christmas Classic trophies at 4 o'clock, the Lady Burbank Coyotes will take on the Moses Lake Christian Lady Lions. And in the boys' championship game, it'll be Mack High's boys versus Moses Lake Christian's boys. The Irish girls, under head coach Nick Hazeltine, had a two-game win streak snap yesterday. They go into the ballgame with a 4-4 record tonight, as of now. First half yesterday, the offense was excellent, about as well as I've seen our Lady Irish team play in a couple of years. 28 first-half points. Second half offense, not so much. 11 points in the whole second half. Turnovers were an issue throughout the game, and too much Shea Cass, a 5'9" freshman, 30 points against the Lady Irish. She has hit 3 3-point field goals. She was 7 of 10 from the free throw line. She missed her first two shots from the line and then was 7 of 8 after that. As I mentioned, Mack High's girls 0-10 on the season, but their game yesterday against Columbia Burbank, losing 36-35, was their best game of the season. The Irish girls lost to Burbank on December 16th by 12, 45-33. So the Irish girls have a win over Mack High on December 11th, but Mack High has their best game of the season yesterday in a one-point loss, still looking for their first win at 0-10 under head coach Alexis Perez. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a closer peek at how the individual players performed yesterday and gather the starting lineups as well. Listen to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, both teams have gone to their respective benches, and we're getting ready to go. Just a quick peek at the schedule coming up after today's tournament. Big game next Wednesday. The DeSales girls and boys will travel to Liberty Christian for a Southeast 1B matchup. The Liberty Christian boys are undefeated at 9-0. They beat Columbia, or They beat Garfield Palouse last night, who is one of the top teams in the wheat division. So the Irish boys will try to flush it in their game today and get ready for them. And the Lady Irish are sitting in second place, and a big game for them against the Liberty Christian Patriot girls on Wednesday. And then next weekend, the Irish boys will go to the Native American Classic tournament in Wenatchee. With that, we're going to take one more break. We'll have those lineups when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the Sales High School. We just had our flag salute, and the crowd stands and remains silent till the flag is completely retired into the rafters here at the DeSales Gym. Class of 2013 donated that retractable flag device in honor of First Lieutenant Matt Fazari. DeSales class of 2005 was killed in action in Afghanistan, and we honor him as a DeSales alumni and who served our country. And now we're ready for the starting lineups. First for Mackay, still looking for their first win of the season under head coach Alexis Perez. Maritza Rubacalba will start. They do not give heights for the players, so I'll kind of guesstimate those as we get going in the contest. Rubacalba scored 1 point in the game against Columbia Burbank yesterday. Ella Burwell, a sophomore, will start. She had 5 yesterday. Abby Perkins, a senior, will start. She had 5 yesterday. And then Miley Rhodes, another senior, will start. She's their top player, offensively most consistent player. She had 15 in the 1 point loss to Burbank yesterday. And then Maddie Stifel will start. She's a junior, and she had 3 points yesterday. So they'll start three seniors, Rubacalba, Perkins, and Rhodes, a junior, Stifel, and the sophomore, Burwell. For the Lady Irish, Coach Hazeltine will send out Maddie Ortuno, the 5'4" senior. She had 2 points yesterday in the loss to Moses Lake Christian. Tessa Mendoza, the 5'6" freshman, will start, 3 points, and she played very hard defensively. They all did, and she had the task of really trying to shadow the cast girl, who ended up scoring a lot of points. But Mendoza was after all game long. Also starting, Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, 11 points, but Peyton struggled with foul trouble yesterday, ended up fouling out of the game. Audrey Casso will start, the 5'7 junior. She had 2 points. And Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore. As she goes, so go the Lady Irish. DeSales girls scored 28 first half points yesterday, or afternoon, early evening. Teresa had 16 of them. Second half, Teresa scored only 2 points. The Irish girls as a team scored just 11 points in the second half in that loss. So Teresa Holtzinger is a very good player. She just couldn't find the range in the second half, and hopefully they can do so. Well, Lon, we're ready. Got all your notes squared away. Got our official information.
Yes, sir. We have Caitlin Nelson returning as referee.
Yeah, she was there yesterday.
And her two partners are Leo Garcia and Chris Carlisle.
Chris Carlisle. He does a lot of football games as well. And we are underway. The ball's tipped. Rhodes tips it two times and gets it to a finer teammate. That is Burwell, but she can't chase it down before it rolls out of bounds in front of the Irish bench. So the Irish... Is that right? So they're saying the arrow, they put it towards DeSales, and the official said no, there was never an official possession. So the Irish have the first possession. Ball tipped away from Artuno, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Mackay.
I guess that's a good call for opening call. I think she did dribble it once to get control, but
she never had it, I guess. Inbound to Artuno, back up top to Holtzinger. Low, hard pass to Benavidez. She gets the handle and then kicks it back to Teresa. And Teresa right on, nothing but the bottom of the net. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three, and the Irish are up 3-0. Rubalcaba dribbles left to right, gets it on the right wing to Perkins. Back up top now to Rhodes between the circles. Irish in a 2-3 zone, now right wing to Perkins. Back up top to Rubalcaba, high post to Burwell. Burwell takes a shot, it's an air ball, goes right to Stifle, shot clock at 8. Rhodes now has it in the corner, pass cross court to Perkins. Perkins on the dribble drive, goes by Benavidez off the backboard, nothing else. Rebound Holtzinger. Good defense by the Lady Irish. DeSales up 3-0. They bring it into front court. Teresa all the way in the lane. Dumps it on the baseline to Ortuno. Now they'll get it back out top to Mendoza. Right corner, Casso with it. Throws it out top between the circles. Back to Mendoza. Mendoza's wild pass chased down in the corner by Holtzinger. She's double teamed over there. She'll try to get it out of the double team, and she's called for traveling. So a couple of errant passes for the Lady Irish in that possession. And it leads to a turnover. Irish show full court pressure. Perkins gets it to Rhodes. Casso challenging her at the half court line. Rhodes all the way to the right elbow. Picks up her dribble. Kick back to Rhodes. Or to Perkins. Back to Rhodes. Down low to Stifle. Stifle turnaround jumper. Blocked by Benavidez. Controlled by Benavidez. Good. A defense by Peyton. Holtzinger with a quick pass up court to Mendoza. She passes it backwards in the corner to Ortuno, has to chase it down. The girl's got to stay out of that corner. Mendoza just turned and threw it in the area where she thought Ortuno was going to be, but that's the second possession row. The Lady Irish have gotten trapped down in that corner and turned it over. 6:10 to go first quarter. Two quick substitutions. Casso and Ortuno come out of the ballgame. Donnelly and Addison Mason come in. Lindley is a 5'3 sophomore. Addison's a 5'8 freshman. And there's a ball knocked away from Rhodes by Teresa Holtzinger right in front of the Irish cheerleaders, the DeSales boys basketball team, and several other students in the cheering section over there. Lady Irish up 3-0. There's a ball tipped away by Mendoza. Holtzinger has a loose ball. Bounce pass to Mendoza. She goes in strong from the left side and lays it in. Nice 3-2 fast, 3-on-2 fast break. Mendoza with the steal. And then Holtzinger rewards her with the assist. There's a pass to Burwell. Her shot won't go. Rebound and put back by Perkins. Mackay's girls are on the board. A Lady Irish up 5-2, 5:34 to go first quarter. That was a nice fast break a moment ago. Teresa, the nice bounce pass, got Mendoza right in stride, and she used the backboard nicely. Holzinger now on the baseline to Benavides. Goes around one defender, leads it short, gets her own rebound. Ball's still loose. Donnelly chases it down. She's still in the paint. Gets it up top to Mason, who tips it to Holtze. And Teresa will fire the three. Teresa's dad, Rob, and I are longtime friends, and his nickname was always Holtze. So that slipped out, and it slipped out of her hand. Didn't quite reach the rim. Air ball goes out of bounds. Quickly the other way. Stifle's going to fire from three. Shot won't go. Rebound Mason. She can't find the handle on it. Slapped away from her. And then out of bounds. Last touch by Mackay. Donnelly will inbound to Holtzinger. Unlike yesterday or last night when the Lions of Moses Lake Christian pressed DeSales throughout the game, Mackay retreats on defense. Holtzinger in the left wing with it. Gets it up top to Mendoza. Back to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Got it. Her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three. She's got that shooter's mentality. She's just going to keep rocking and firing. Long pass up court off Stifle and out of bounds. Lady Irish up 8-2. So Teresa hit the opening shot of the game from beyond the arc. Second attempt was an air ball way short. She got it again and dropped it in there. Teresa's got 6 points. Irish up 8-2. 4:31 to go first quarter. Donnelly, Holtzinger, Mason, Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2" eighth grader, has checked in. And they swing it to Donnelly. She fires a three. It's an air ball. And Ferraro saves it, but right to Burwell. And then Burwell is fouled by Holtzinger as Teresa tried to cut her off going up the sideline. That's the first foul of the game, and it goes against the lady. Actually, second foul.
No, they called one on Madison.
I missed that, I guess.
Oh, it was that out-of-bounds thing over there on the far side.
They called on Addison Mason?
No, Materno or Ortuno.
Oh, okay. Thank
Madison.
You.
Madison.
Thank you. Matty Ortuno. Okay. Now I've got another foul call. Try to catch up here. Thanks, Coach Olson. Fouls on to Addison Mason. So the Irish have now committed three fouls, and it's a shooting foul. So Miley Rhodes will shoot two free throws. 15 points in their loss to Burbank. A one-point loss. I mentioned in the pregame, Mackay's girls are 0-10 on the season. But they played a very good Burbank team right down to the wire. Rhodes' first free throw's off the mark. Second one, nothing but net. Her first point of the game. Irish up 8-3. 4 minutes halfway through the first quarter. Ferraro between the circles. Right wing to Donnelly. Back to Ferraro. Gretchen, just an eighth grader. Gets it to Holtzinger on the left wing. Finds Mason inside. Puts up a strong shot. It won't go. Rebound by Stifle. Stifle to Perkins. Perkins on the drive. Cut off by Donnelly. Get it to Rhodes. Swing it over to Rubalcaba. Rubalcaba. Swing it to Rhodes. To Perkins. Back to Rhodes. Down the low block. Turns on Benavidez. Shot partially blocked. Ferraro gets the loose ball. Now Holtzinger pushes into front court. Hesitation. Drives down the baseline. Kick in the corner to Benavidez. She hits a three and she's fouled. Peyton Benavidez. She has two blocked shots in on defense. That was a high rainbow three. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that Hank Warden Edward Jones three-point field goal by Peyton. And she is fouled by
Rhodes,
the senior from Mackay. So a chance at a four-point play and the third Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game for the Irish. They're up 11-3. Free throws up and good. Peyton Benavidez, a four-point play. And she'll get a break as Audrey Casso checks in. Now DeSales sets up their press after the made three, though. Rhodes gets it into Perkins. Perkins and Ferraro chasing down the floor with each other. Now Perkins gets to Rubalcaba. Back to Perkins. Perkins can't hit the shot backboard. Nothing else. Mackay keeps it alive. Gets it to Stifle. And Stifle hits a long two-pointer. 12-5 Irish. Donnelly in the right corner to Mendoza. Cross-court pass to Ferraro. To Donnelly, back to Mendoza. To Donnelly, to Ferraro. 12-footer on the way. It's short. Right to Perkins. And now Rhodes wants to push it. Cut off at half-court by Donnelly. And then throws it behind Perkins. She saves it. They throw it high in the front court to Rhodes. And she has it taken away by Ortuno. And Ortuno dives on the ball right in front of the Irish bench. And Coach Hazeltine's going to save the possession with the timeout. Irish girls up 12-5. 2:39 to go first quarter when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back to live action. Lady Irish, Maddie Ortuno saved a possession with a dive to get the ball, and then Coach Hazeltine saves her with the timeout to keep it in our favor. The Irish swing the ball around, long cross court pass to Holtzinger. Three on the way, out the back iron, won't go. She gets her own rebound at the right elbow. She was going to take off the other way, then she saw it coming right to her. Now Benavides gets it back to Holtzinger. Stopped at the top of the key. Irish, right there, the Pioneer defense, very tenacious, trapping the ball. Holtzinger on the dribble drive. She's cut off. Ball stripped. It goes right to Ortuno. Ortuno in the lane gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger trying to find room to shoot, and she's, oh, they call that a jump ball.
Wow.
Okay. I'll tell you what, during that timeout, Alexis Perez, the Mackay girls coach, said, we got to get more aggressive on defense, and they really turned it up. That was bomb squad helter-skelter defense. Rhodes to Perkins as the Pioneers get into front court. Pass in the middle, stolen by Benavides. They got a three-on-one. Carly has it go off her thigh, but it goes right to Mendoza. Back to Peyton Benavides, excuse me. I don't know why I call her Carly sometimes. Rebound on the miss by Ortuno. Out to Holtzinger. Back to Ortuno. Back to Holtzinger. They play catch on the right, left block and the left wing. Now swing it right wing to Mendoza. Mendoza passes inside to nobody. Ortuno's going to fight and get the ball. And now another jump ball. Oh, boy. Well, the defense is helter-skelter, I guess is a good way to describe it. They are creating havoc, and the Lady Irish are having trouble with it. But Ortuno, if there's a ball that's loose, she's going to go after it, the 5'4 seniors. The Irish lob it into Benavides on the inbound, and she's fouled. She missed the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line. So the effort for the Lady Pioneers defensively is admirable, but the Irish do end up with a chance to score on this possession. Burwell picks up the foul. It's her first. 1:16 to go, first quarter. Benavidez, first free throw is on the mark. She's 2 for 2 from the line. She's had a nice start to the ballgame. A couple block shots defensively. A three-pointer, and she got fouled on it for a four-point play, and her second free throw is off the mark. Ortuno chases down the long rebound. She's double-teamed now, tries to get it to Mason. Mason's on the floor. She's tied up. Coach Hazeltine not too happy with these constant jump ball calls. A lot of physical play there. Timeout on the floor. 1:09 to go, first quarter. Irish up 13-5. They'll be inbounding under the basket when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A little confusion there just as we broke away. Several jump balls in a row, and the arrow was pointing towards the sails. The Irish were actually going to go inbound, and then Coach Hazeltine called the timeout. And during the timeout, they realized it's not the sails basketball. So here comes Maka inside the road, kick out to Stifle. Takes a long jumper. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Benavidez. 13-5. Irish with the ball in the lead. Inside a minute to go now in the first quarter. Teresa dribbles down the left side. Burwell shadowing her. She gets all the way inside. Dumps it nicely for Mason, who can't finish the lay-in. Three players trap Teresa on the baseline. She bounced a beautiful pass to Addison Mason, but Addison couldn't quite get the right angle off the backboard. Mackay races the other way and has it knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Benavidez and Mason there. They lob it inside to Rose, knocked away. Loose ball picked out of there by Holtzinger. Teresa comes the other way. Crossover dribble to the elbow. Has the ball bounced past, but it went off the leg of a Pioneer player and two Rhodes. Here comes Rhodes the other way. Collides hard with Teresa Holtzinger, and she's going to get called for the block foul. That's two fouls on Holtzinger. Into the game for Mackay after that timeout is Delaney Chestnut, just a freshman. So Teresa picks up her second foul of the game. She's going to stay in there, and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Perkins with it in the right corner to Burwell. Back to Perkins. Dobbed down low to Stifle. Knocked away by Benavidez. Loose ball. Holtzinger's got it. She comes the other way, all the way in the lane. Dumps it on the baseline to Mendoza. No room to shoot. Gets it to Mason. She puts it up strong, and she's fouled by Chestnut. Chestnut's first foul. And Mason will go to the free throw line. So two freshmen were matched up there. Addison, 5'8 freshman for the Lady Irish, fouled by Delaney Chestnut, freshman for Mackay. She looks like she goes about 5'6". Mason misses the first one. 7.3 seconds to go, first quarter. Been a solid first quarter for the Lady Irish. 13 points. They were excellent on offense yesterday, and it went the wrong way.
Oh, man.
Now, lane violation. She hit it nothing but net, and then they blew the whistle and said you stepped on the line. So, Addison, the thrill of victory with the free throw going in, the agony of defeat when it got disallowed. Mackay comes the other way, has the ball knocked out of bounds. With 9/10 of a second to go, it'll be Mackay basketball, so they can get it up in the air and tip it to the basket, and they won't be able to do so. We've played 8 minutes in this consolation game on the girls' side of the bracket at the Christmas Classic Tournament here at DeSales. Lady Irish up 13-5. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live for the start of the second quarter. The Irish girls break the huddle with Lindley Donnelly, Audrey Casso, Tessa Mendoza, Maddie Ortuno, and Peyton Benavidez. Peyton's got the ball down low. She's tangled up, and the ball's taken away from her by Burwell, who gets it to Chestnut. Teresa Holtzinger getting her first break. She had picked up her second foul there in the final half minute of the first quarter. Now Rubicalba is being shadowed out, bumped by Mendoza, and she travels. So Rubicalba, Burwell, Rhodes, three starters on the floor. Chestnut, who came in just before the end of the second quarter, is in there. And also in there's Haley Stifle, a sophomore. And she looks like she goes about 5'8". You get down though to Mendoza. She's double teamed. They swing it around now to Casso on the right wing. Now up top to Donnelly. No room to shoot. Now to Casso inside to Mendoza. To Ortuno, trying to find room to shoot. She's tangled up, and it'll be a jump ball. Tough spot for Ortuno to get that pass. She's only 5'4", and Mackay playing that 2-3 zone. They collapsed three players on her, and she couldn't get away from them. Now they get Rhodes to stop her dribble right at half court. Now Ruva Kalba's got it. She goes up the right sideline. She's going to get called for an offensive foul, pushing off. Rubikova's first foul. First foul of the second quarter on either team. Lindley Donnelly will play the point position now. Brings it front court to Mendoza on the left wing. Now Casso on the right wing. She's going to drive to the basket, but she's called for traveling. Excuse me. 6:50 to go in the half. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Rubikova gets it to Chestnut. Left wing Burwell. Three on the way off the glass. Off the rim. Won't go. Rebound battle. Another jump ball. Mackay's fans cheering for the jump ball. And the possession arrow in favor of the Lady Irish. I assume it's a Mackay fan. He's got that nice crimson pullover on down there. So, substitutions for the Irish. Donnelly and Ortuno sit down. Teresa Holtzinger. No, it's not bad. It's Gretchen Ferraro. Saw that blonde hair with the, but it's Gretchen. She's got it. The eighth grader running the show. Gets it to Mendoza. Her shot way too strong. Rebound Peyton Benavides. Has it taken away by Burwell. And then Mendoza and Ferraro sandwich her. And it's going to be on Mendoza. There's a foul called. So Mendoza, Benavides, and Casso, three starters, along with Addison Mason, 5'8 freshman, and Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader, on the floor for Coach Hazeltine. Non-league contest during Christmas break. Get heavy into league play. Got to get a lot of players in the ballgame, and Mendoza runs into Chestnut and knocks her down and picks up a foul. Tessa, she's very aggressive defensively and sometimes way too aggressive. They call that a closeout when you get right up to the defender and then you stop about a foot in front of them. She doesn't have that part figured out all the time. Inside to Haley Stifle, her pass away is tipped and it ends up in the hands of Burwell, who travels. Burwell was trying to set her feet to fire up a three-pointer. She turned it over. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. 2 minutes into the second quarter, 5:59 to go on the first half clock. Teresa will bring it across the timeline, and now she is checked back in as Mendoza sits down with the two fouls. Pass inside for Mason, knocked away from her, and loose ball picked up by Chestnut. She brings it to front court, gets it to Perkins. Back to Chestnut, swing left wing Rubikova. She'll fire three. It's an air ball, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Teresa. Those air balls are hard to rebound sometimes. You're all set with your position. You got your hands ready, and you're anticipating it's going to hit the rim. And when it comes right at you, Teresa just couldn't quite get the hands on it. They'll swing it around on the inbound, getting the left corner to Perkins. Back to Chestnut on the left wing. One dribble gets it back to Perkins. Perkins, a senior, dribbles to the left elbow. She and Gretchen Ferraro collide, both hit the deck, no foul call. And there's another block shot by Benavides as the shot clock was running out. That first shot attempt was an air ball. Mackay's girls probably weren't going to get a shot up. I have to be honest with you. I have not been to a game in Melton Freewater for several years. And do they use the shot clock in Oregon now?
I think they do, but I haven't
they
been there
for a long time. But they probably have. Holtzinger will fire three from the right wing. Won't go. Long rebound rolls right back out to her. And then Burwell, reaching for the ball, smacks her across the face. Picks up the foul. Good sportsmanship by Ella Burwell. All these kids know each other so well. living in the Walla Walla Valley together. Burwell picks up her second foul. Teresa is going to shake it off and inbound the ball. Up top it goes to Benavidez. Left elbow. Jumper is up. Won't go. Rebound to Holtzinger. She goes up strong. But there's a foul called. I think that was on Ruvakalba fouling Mason because Mason hit the deck. Teresa, nobody touched her. Irish will inbound it again. Irish swing it back to Holtzinger and then they get to Gretchen Ferraro on the baseline and Gretchen Ferraro hits the bucket. Nice little inbound play. Found Gretchen open from 8 feet away and she put it right in there. Irish up 15-5. First basket by either team comes at the 440 mark of the first second quarter. Long jumper by Perkins from the corner, rattles it home. That's a Hank Warden Edward Jones three for the Mackay girls, their first three-pointer of the game, 15-8. Irish with a seven-point lead on the ball. Ruvakalba runs right into Caso. No call, but Caso kept the ball and gave kind of looks at, oh, geez. Ruvakalba just, she's a rough one. She threw an elbow right into the throat of Gretchen Ferraro. And didn't get called for a foul. I got to quit officiating for my perm. Describe the action. We got a timeout on the floor. DeSales with the 15-8 lead. Mackay with the ball after the Ruvakalba physical rebound. 15-8 DeSales. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, each team has committed two fouls in this second quarter. And Mackay's girls, there was a timeout there midway through the first quarter, and since then they have played a lot harder. It hasn't really produced much for them offensively, but they've toned down the Irish offense quite a bit. The Sales just 2 points in this quarter, each team with just one field goal. Perkins hit that three-pointer a moment ago. Inbound to Rhodes. Benavidez knocks it away from her, but she gets it back. Now to Perkins, to Burwell, to Perkins, to Rhodes, playing catch out front. Back to Perkins between the circles. Got to move, says Coach Perez. Now Rhodes will drive down the lane, gets in the traffic, and she'll get to the free throw line. Or, well, let's see if it's on the shot or two officials blew the whistle. We'll see. Rhodes thinks she was shooting. She stands at the line waiting. And the foul's on Gretchen Ferraro, her first, and Rhodes will shoot two free throws. She has 1 point on a 1-of-2 trip from the free throw line. She hits the first one there. Did a big game yesterday against Columbia Burbank, and that 1 point loss, she had 15 points. 15 of their 35, and she hits both free throws. 15-9.
I'm impressed with Mountain Tree Water. They're
hanging in there. It's 15-10 now.
Pass the ball real well.
Mason on the left baseline pass goes to Caso, to Ferraro, up top to Benavidez. Her pass for Holtzinger is knocked away and stolen by Perkins. Perkins comes the other way, gets it to Rhodes between the circles, loses it, gets it back. Benavidez reaches in and fouls her. Who'd he call that on?
I thought 12, but I didn't.
It should have been on 12.
There is no.
That would be Benavidez's first.
It's like it was number two.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, Flores.
They made a mistake on that. So the foul on the score clock says it was on Ferraro. We'll see what happens. Oh. Burwell shoots a long one backboard, nothing else. Nice block out by Mason. She didn't get the rebound, but she kept the Mackay player away, and Holtzinger ends over the trees. It dribbles to the right elbow, puts up a jumper just inside the elbow and hits it. Irish up 17-10. So Mackay had cut the lead to 5 after the Irish were up by 8. up by 10 actually at one point. And Chestnut drives baseline, loses it out of bounds for Mackay. Stoppage of play. Lindley Donnelly and Maddie Artuno check in. Casso and Gretchen Ferraro get a break.
Got that.
So four starters on the floor. Benavidez, three stars. Benavidez, Artuno, and Holtzinger, along with reserves, Donnelly and Mason. Mason has the ball at the top of the key. She collides with Burwell, and that's going to be a foul on Burwell as Mason hits the deck. Addison's a freshman. She was on the varsity team last year as an eighth grader. Sometimes the coach in me comes out. She ends up on the floor quite a bit. Get that core. You just got to keep strengthening that core of your body, your upper leg muscles, and your core strength. That'll improve your balance. Right wing pass goes to Donnelly. Donnelly turns. She's tied up. Lady Irish occasionally put the ball right in front of the defender, and Mackay's girls have been very aggressive defensively. 17-10 Irish. 2:19 to go in a low-scoring second quarter. Irish are up 13-5 after 8 minutes, but it's scored just 4 points in the second quarter. Fortunately, Mackay scored only five in the quarter. Perkins, right wing to Rose. Deep three on the way out there. Won't go. Rebound tip. Artuno can't control it. Goes out of bounds off her leg. A fresh shot clock for Mackay. 2:01 to go first half. Down in the left corner from our vantage point here in the top row of the bleachers. Above the scores table there, Mackay will inbound it out top to Stifle. That's Maddie Stifle. She'll get it to Rhodes. Over to Perkins. Three on the way. Left wing. It's good. Maddie Perkins. Second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones. Three of the quarter. And it's a 4-point game. The sales is up 15-5. And now it's 17-13. And there's a travel call on Artuno. Mackay's girls having a nice second quarter. A big part of that is Abigail Perkins, a senior. Two Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the quarter. Donnelly's going to sit down. So is Artuno. Gretchen Ferraro and Mendoza are back in. Perkins into front court. She's got the hot hand right now. She gets it right wing to Rhodes. Up top to Perkins. Mendoza extending out defense on her. Now to Rhodes. Rhodes goes baseline. Takes a runner off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Mason. Mason outlet to Holtzinger. Teresa surveying the floor. Gets into front court. Takes it all the way up and short. Teresa didn't really seem to have a plan there. She was about 12 feet away on the right wing and just kind of picked up her dribble and put a tough shot up. There's a pass inside, goes right to Benavidez, to Holtzinger. Bounce pass to Mendoza. Her lay-in is too strong. Holtzinger with the rebound and lays it in. Teresa led the fast break. Nice bounce pass to Mendoza. Then Teresa put on the brakes. Took the carom off the glass and put it in. Irish up 19-13. Inside a minute to go. Shot missed inside. Gretchen Ferraro has it ripped away from her. She's on the deck. She gets out of the traffic. Mackay can't finish the shot. Gretchen Ferraro still fighting for the ball. Rhodes has got it. Has it stripped away. Mason comes out of there with it. She's at half court. She tries to get one up against Perkins, and she will. Addison Mason. I'm not sure if that was a plan right away. But if you've got one player back trying to defend you right under the basket, you go right at him. And she did and put it in. Irish have opened up a 21-13 lead. It was 4 points a moment ago. Now it's eight. Gretchen Ferraro is getting knocked around. She's an eighth grader playing varsity basketball. And Mackay's girls are very physical. So Gretchen picks up the foul. That's her second. 15.2 seconds to go in the first half. Mackay down eight. They got had it within four a moment ago, and Miley Rhodes hits the first free throw. She missed her first one in the game, and she's now hit four in a row. 21-14, Lady Irish. Second free throw is also good.
Wow, we're pretty shot. Don't foul her.
Yeah. Well, we are. We fouled her three times. 11 seconds to go in the half. Irish up by six. Take care of the ball. Play for one shot. Baseline pass to Mendoza. Back to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. A rebound, Mackay, and that'll be the halftime buzzer. Well, they got a good look. Teresa had got it up on the rim, but it wouldn't drop. Halfway through this Christmas Classic consolation game on the girls' side of the bracket. The Sales girls lead Mackay's Lady Pioneers at the half, 21-15. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at the half here at the Christmas Classic, the 16th annual Christmas Classic. Bill Fleener, longtime official and financial advisor in the Walla Walla Valley, approached the DeSales Booster Club 16 years ago and said, hey, let's put on a tournament. And it's still going. The Irish girls, nice offensive effort in the first quarter. Three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, two by Teresa Holtzinger, one by Peyton Benavidez. And they outscored Mackay 13-5 in the first 8 minutes. But then the offense became a struggle for the Lady Irish. Did not make a field goal till Gretchen Ferraro hit a little jumper with 4:40 to go in the half. In the meantime, Abigail Perkins for Mackay, a senior, hit a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and then Miley Rhodes, another senior, and their top scorer on the season, hit 4 for 4 from the free throw line. The Irish were outscored 10-8. It actually got down to a 4-point game, and then the Irish went on a little run and got it back up by 9 and lead now by 6 at the half. When we come back, we'll take a look at the schedule of upcoming games, including the next contest on the docket, the Irish boys taking on Asotin in the consolation bracket in the boys' side of the tournament. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox,
and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
During the break, I was thinking about, well, I think about my mistakes I make, and I make a lot of it. Last night, I made a mistake. We were talking about the year 2025 and all the nice accomplishments for DeSales athletes, and we covered most of it, but we had one omission. And my lovely wife, Lori, on her birthday yesterday, actually, when I got home, she said, hey, you made a mistake, which I do a lot. Anyway, the Lady Irish softball team was state champions last year, and we did not mention that last night. We had our state champion golfer, Mr. Warwick, and then we had a lot of other accomplishments. Of course, the DeSales football team with their championship.
Well, in our defense, Mike, the newspaper missed the softball championship, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see the article.
I did. That was not there. So
there. We got it.
Thanks, Lori.
We got it covered. Okay. But Jake Warwick had that state golf championship as a freshman. Then Josh Richard, Irish head football coach, state champion Irish boys. Five players were named All-State. Including Hudson Hall, junior lineman, was named Offensive Player of the Year at the 1B level. And rarely do you see a lineman get that recognition. And then Cohen Wood was the All-State quarterback. And then defensively, we had Manning Phelan, Caleb Bingham, and Jason Guest, all are in All-State honors. So nice 2025 year, and the school year was kicked off nicely with that football championship, but technically that is part of 2025. The school year straddles 25 and 2026. So let's get some championships going in 2026. Get these girls and boys teams to the state tournament. See if they can do some damage. Irish girls up 21-15 at the half. The boys will play next against the Soton. The Irish boys were defeated in the nightcap last night against the undefeated Moses Lake Christian Lions by a score of 54-44. Two undefeated teams going at it. It was a great game, and the Irish boys will try to bounce back. Schedule of games coming up Wednesday. Big game in league play as we get into January. League schedule. Liberty Christian at Liberty Christian in Richland. Girls will tip off at 6. Boys will tip off at 7:30. Both DeSales boys and Liberty Christian boys are undefeated in league play. Liberty Christian is undefeated on the season. We're going to go ahead and keep it here and give you the halftime stats. Mackay's girls with their 15 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls got in the ball game. 3 of them scored points. 2 for Maddie Stifle. 5 for Miley Rhodes, all on free throws. 5 of 6 from the line for the senior. And then 8 points for Abby Perkins. two, Hank Ward and Ward Jones threes in the second quarter, and a two-point field goal in the first quarter. She leads Mack High in scoring. Four to Sales. Coach Hazelton got 8 girls in the ball game in the first half, and six of them have scored points. Two for Gretchen Ferraro, two for Tessa Mendoza, and two for Addison Mason, five for Peyton Benavides, all in the first quarter. A three-pointer, fouled shooting the three and hit a free throw. Then she hit one of two free throws on another trip. Teresa Holtzinger leads all scorers with 10 points. Two Hank Warren Edward Jones threes in the first quarter, two two-point field goals in the second quarter. The Sales from the free throw line is 2 of 5. Mack High all by Rhodes is 5 of 6. And she's got the ball to start the second half as Mack High will work to our right. And now a drive to the basket by Perkins. She takes a shot. She's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. Foul is on 13. That's Casso. That's her first. The Irish unofficially committed 9 first half fouls. Mendoza, Holtzinger, and Gretchen Ferraro each with 2. Oh, they say it was not a shooting foul, so they inbound the ball. I thought I had some time to look at my score sheet. So a player control foul is called on number 4, I think. Well, they don't have it up on the screen. Yeah, number 4. That's Ruva Kalba. She's pretty physical. And they caught her with the stiff arm. So two foul calls in the first 15 seconds of the first second half. Holtzinger, cross-court pass to Mendoza as the Irish work to our left in front of the Irish bench. To Ortuno, back to Holtzinger. 15-footer left wing. She's got it. Rattles it home. Good ball movement by the Lady Irish. Teresa's got 12. The Irish score first in the second half, 23-15. Rhodes, right corner pass to Rubicalva. Back up to Perkins. Swing it to Burwell. Back left corner, Rhodes. Three on the way over Holtzinger. She's pretty. Got it. Nice catch and shooting three by Miley Rhodes. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Back after the first quarter, all of the Mack High field goals have been three-pointers. Teresa shoots one from the right wing, backboard, nothing else, but Mendoza gets the loose ball. Shot clock did not reset, but the Irish have time. 14 on the shot clock. Now up top it goes to Casso. Pass inside to Ortuno. The Irish got to find a different way to work that rotation. Ortuno seems to be the girl that gets open inside, but she's generously listed at 5'4". And she just can't find room to shoot. Mack High across that back line. 5'10", 5'10", 5'9", I'm guessing. Another foul called, and that's on Ruva Kalba, and that's 4 on her. Irish will inbound. Right corner pass to Holtzinger. Drives that baseline. In and out. Went right around Stifle, but couldn't finish. Rebound Rhodes. Mack High will bring it in front court to Perkins with it. Drives all the way in the lane. Dumps it to Stifle. Takes a shot partially blocked by Ortuno. Goes right to Perkins. Ball's knocked loose, and Benavidez got it. Coach Perez wanted a foul called on that sequence, and I don't disagree with him. But the Irish will benefit from it. The ball goes out of bounds at the other end. Last touch by Mack High. So the Sales inbound under their own basket. Lead at 23-18. In the corner to Benavidez. Open for three. They'll let her shoot it. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in Mendoza's hands. Now she pushes it over to Holtzinger. Her shot in and out. That rebound went right off the forehead of Ortuno to Mendoza, who passed it off to Holtzinger but couldn't finish. And there's a foul the other way on the Irish. A lot of fouls being called here early in the third quarter. And that's on the Irish's Benavidez. And that's her second foul. And Ruva Kalba will go to the free throw line. Trying to get her out of the game, I think the coach is, or maybe he's just going to let her play it out with the four fouls. She misses the first free throw. I don't see anybody set to check in, so Alexis Perez says, okay, Maritza, you're going to play this out with these four fouls. Her second free throw is good. So Mack High has scored 4 in a row. That three-pointer by Rhodes and now a free throw by Ruva Kalba. And they've got it down to a 4-point game. Irish up 23-19. Cross-court pass from Holtzinger to Mendoza. Left corner, Benavidez. Three on the way. Out the iron won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Mendoza. Back to Benavidez. Swing it to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Out the mark won't go. Rebound, Mendoza. And we've got a whistle and a foul called underneath. Well, the second half was a big problem for the Lady Irish offensively last night. They had 28 first half points, scored only 11 in the second half. And the Irish just one field goal here in the third quarter. Irish will inbound. Holtzinger on the left wing to Mason, who's checked in. Pass up top to Mendoza. Swinging left wing to Holtzinger. Baseline pass to Benavidez. 15-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Rhodes for Mackay. She'll give it off to Rubalcaba. Shadowed there by Mendoza as she comes across the timeline. And then Teresa Holtzinger reaches in and fouls her. Teresa, third foul. Teresa tried to, she didn't just reach in, she cross-body blocked her. So that wasn't going to work. 5:14 to go, third quarter. DeSales led by six at the half. Their lead is down to four right now. Rhodes on the left wing of it, up top to Perkins. Between the circles, left wing pass to Chestnut. Freshman has checked in. Rhodes calling for it in the corner. She's got it on the dribble. She'll drive to the basket. She's fouled on the drive. And I think it's on Mason. Yes, it is. That's Addison's second foul. Already four fouls in the quarter on the Irish. So Mackay will shoot free throws on every DeSales foul, a defensive foul for the rest of the quarter. Rhodes misses a shot on the inbound, gets her own rebound, misses again, and ball ends up out on the wing, still in Mackay's possession. Miley Rhodes, she's tall. They don't have their heights listed in the program, but she's, I would say, 5'10". Perkins will inbound it, gets it up top to Rhodes. She'll fire the three. It's off the front iron, won't go. Rebound to Benavidez and Ortuno fighting for it. And now two Mackay players join in. It's a jump ball. Irish have the arrow. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Just one field goal here in the second half for DeSales so far. That's by Teresa Holtzinger, who leads all scorers with 12 points. Up top to Mason, left wing to Holtzinger. Rhodes comes out on her with the long arms. Now Ortuno gets it on the baseline, turns and faces Seifel and gets tied up. The Lady Irish just continue to get the pass and turn and put the ball right in front of the defender. Can't do it. Got to protect the ball. Ortuno's going to get a break, and Lindley Donnelly checks in. So Donnelly, Mendoza, Mason, Holtzinger and Benavidez. Mendoza slaps the ball away. Loose ball taken by Donnelly. She comes the other way, picks up her dribble, and gets tied up on the jump ball. Okay. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. And they gave him a fresh shot clock for some reason. And now Coach Perez saying, what's going on here? So Coach Brett a little frustrated there with the game management in that situation. The shot clock should not have reset. It did. Mendoza has the ball now. Swing it over to Donnelly. Three on the way. She's got it. Lindley Donnelly. Left wing. Rainbow three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And the Irish are back up by seven. There's a long shot by Seifel. Backboard, nothing else. Donnelly on the deck. Gets the rebound now. She's tied up. Lindley Donnelly. Fighting hard for that rebound. She's fired up. That was a nice three. She caught it and shot it all in one fluid motion. It was a high rainbow shot. Perfect angle from my perch. And went up to nothing but the bottom of the net. Rip City, they used to say. John Shonley. Or was it Bill Shonley? The Blazers announcer.
Bill Shonley sounds
yeah,
about right.
Yeah. I got the last name right. Now, Coach Perez wants a discussion of the jump ball thing. Yeah, so they call the jump ball.
He ended up calling a foul.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
On Rhodes?
On Rhodes, yes.
Oh, okay. Now I look at the score table, the board, and they say Rhodes has three. I only had her for one before that call. So Coach Perez gets the explanation. So a tough possession there. There's a pass inside to Mason. She's tangled up. That is a jump ball. It's that when the Lady Irish players, I would say except for Teresa and maybe Benavides, when they catch the ball, there's that split second of, okay, what do I do now? And in that split second, the defense ties them up. Holtzinger slapped away from Rhodes. She gets a steal and lays it in. Nice defense by Holtzinger. Irish up 28-19. It was a four-point game. Now it's a nine-point game, and then Mackay throws it away. Timeout, Mackay. So DeSales, a 5-0 run after just 2 points for the first about 3.5 minutes of the quarter. And now a Mackay timeout. 28-19, Lady Irish, when we come back on 94.1 FM KHS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Oh, the sales got off to a nice start, led 13-5 after 8 minutes. Teresa Holtzinger hit a couple of Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, so did Peyton Benavides. But then Mackay got back into it in the second quarter, outscoring the Irish 10-8, got it down to 4 a couple times. The Irish led by 6 at the half. Mackay's gotten within 4 on several occasions, but DeSales on a 5-0 run and with the basketball have pushed it back up to a 9-point lead. Pass in the corner for Benavides, knocked away by Perkins. Lindley Donnelly started that little run is with a 3-pointer from the left wing after the Irish had just one field goal in the first about 3.5 minutes of the quarter. And then Teresa Holtzinger, a steal, coming and laid it in, and then Mackay turned it over. And just like that, it's back up to a 9-point lead. Mackay with the ball. Or excuse me, the Irish with the ball. And there's a foul that's stifled all over Benavides. And that's 5 fouls on Mackay. So both teams will shoot free throws the last 3 minutes and 11 seconds on every defensive foul. So Stifle's first foul. Benavides hits the free throw. Peyton had that nice first quarter where she scored 5 points. That's her first bucket since then. She's now 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Irish open up a 10-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. Second free throw is in and out, stays out, rebound Rhodes. Rhodes looking ahead, Irish hustle back on defense. They get the Chestnut. The freshman has it slapped away by Mendoza. And out of bounds right in front of the Mackay bench. 29-19 Irish. Mackay coming off their best game of the year in a losing effort to Columbia Burbank at 36-35 yesterday. The Irish up by 10. Missed shot by the Pioneers. Rebound by the Irish. Here comes Donnelly driving right side. Shot off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Benavides. Rhodes had a hold of it. Benavides knocked it away from him. Yeah. Now Perkins will bring it into front court. She had 8 first half points, has not scored here in the third quarter. Donnelly pressuring her, forces her to give up the ball out front to Rhodes. Back now in the corner to Perkins. Drives baseline, cut off by Ortuno. Ortuno, she cut her off, and then I don't know why she did it. She just pushed her with both hands right in front of the official. She moved her feet. Just got to keep your hands up. Get her hands up, not on them. So Ortuno's second foul, and with the clock stopped at 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter, Abby Perkins will have a chance to get her first points of the second half. First free throw is good. Mackay is solid from the free throw line. Miley Rhodes, was 5 of 6 on her own there in the first half. Now the Pioneers are 2 of 3 here in the third quarter. 29-20 to Sales. 9-point lead. Perkins rattles it home. She's got 10 points. 29-21. 8-point Irish advantage. Holtzinger brings it in the front court. Left wing pass to Ferraro. Up top between the circles to Donnelly. Donnelly back to Ferraro. Down the baseline to Mendoza. Up top to Donnelly. Dribbles to the right elbow. Up top to Ferraro. Loses the handle, gets it back. Back to Donnelly. Bounce pass into the mid post by Mason. Kick out to Holtzinger. Ball fake, drives baseline. Cut off by Stiepel. Three on the shot clock, forces up a tough one, won't go. Gretchen Ferraro gets the rebound, put back is blocked. Loose ball picked up by Mason, shot won't go. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by the Irish. Gretchen Ferraro had good rebounding position. She got the rebound, but at 5'2", she had no chance of making that put back. Irish up by 8, 1:50 to go, third quarter. Chestnut gets in the corner, Rubalcaba, long cross court to Rhodes. Donnelly on her, in the right corner goes to Perkins. Lob inside to Stiefel. Back to Perkins. Three on the way. Got it. Her third, Hank Warren Edward Jones three, is Abby Perkins has 13 points now, and it's back to a five-point game. DeSales up by 10 a moment ago, but Perkins has scored five in a row. Cross-court pass to Holtzinger. Teresa, double team, dribbles out of it. Now finds a wide-open Donnelly underneath, leaves it short. Rebound tipped around. Rhodes has it, and Rhodes is fouled by Mendoza.
Not a good foul.
Nice pass inside by Holtzinger to Donnelly. They just couldn't get it to finish. And then Mendoza picks up her third foul. Stops the clock with 1:12 to go, third quarter. And Miley Rhodes, who's 5 of 6 from the line, will shoot two free throws. So Mackay keeping this game close at the charity stripe, and with Abby Perkins hitting the three-pointers. Oh, Miley Rhodes missed the free throw. That breaks a string of five in a row she had made. Gretchen Ferraro checks out. You got Mendoza, Donnelly, Benavides, Mason, and Holtzinger in the ballgame. Rhodes hits the second one. She's got 9 points. It's down to a four-point game. Irish led by 10 a moment ago. But a 6-0 run by the Pioneers here as we hit the one-minute mark of the third quarter. Holtzinger drives with left elbow. No room to shoot. And she's fouled on the reach by Rubalcaba. And that will be, I think, 5 fouls on Rubalcaba. She's going to come out of the ballgame. And Daisy Flores, a sophomore, will check in. So Rubalcaba is going to foul out with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. With 1 point. She'll stay on the floor till the second free throw, or till after the first free throw. Teresa's first free throw is good. Teresa now has 15 points. So the Irish had a nice 5-0 run. A Donnelly three and a Teresa steal and a lay-in. And those points right there, the two free throws, are the Irish's first points since that run. I think. 31-25. Sales back up by 6. Inside a minute to go, first, third quarter. Pass inside to Haley Stiefel. The sophomore goes up strong, can't hit the shot. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Inbounded by Perkins. Left corner goes to Rhodes. Up top to Flores. Left corner to Perkins. Three on the way. It's an air ball. Holtzinger catches it on the fly. They've got a 3-on-1. Perkins hustles back. Holtzinger will have to try to slow down. She goes inside on Chestnut. Nice hesitation. Teresa looked like she just was going to let the play, let everybody catch up and set up a play, and then she just went by Chestnut on the baseline, put up a little 5-footer.
With Teresa, the left hand.
Yeah, with the lefty. Good point. 18 points for Teresa. Irish up 33-25. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Left corner to Rhodes. Don't foul her. Up top to Chestnut. Chestnut on the drive. Back to Rhodes. Three on the way. Off the iron. Rebound Donnelly. Racing the other way. And she's not going to be able to beat the clock. 33-25. DeSales gets it back up to an 8-point advantage with 8 minutes left. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645.
Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Haven Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Irish girls outscore Mackay 12-10 in a very entertaining third quarter. Both teams have gone to the free throw line a lot. Mackay, 2 3-point field goals, one by Abby Perkins, one by Miley Rhodes, and then 4 points from the free throw line where they went 4 of 6. There's a shot inside by the Irish. Didn't see who took it. I was counting up the free throws. Rebound goes to DeSales, and Holtzinger now will reset it, get it to Benavides. She fires a three. It won't go, and she's fouled. That's the second time this game that she's been fouled by Miley Rhodes shooting a three-pointer. This, the first one in the first quarter, the shot went, and she completed the four-point play. This shot did not go, but Rhodes now has 4 fouls. She has 9 points. Second leading scorer. Peyton Benavides misses the first one. She'll get 2 more tries. She misses the second one.
She sure has a pretty shot. Whoever told her, taught her how to shoot a free throw is, they did a good job.
Yeah, her follow, she just, her aim's just a little off, but the follow through and the rotation are very good. And she misses all three, but she follows her shot and gets her own rebound. She passes inside to Mason. She goes up strong and she's fouled. We have a very supportive parent who's, when the Stifle girls have success, he is very positive, but he's very vocal. Mason will shoot the 2 free throws. And the first one is short. Sales struggling from the line. Have missed 4 in a row here. 5 of, let's see, what's 9 plus 4? 13. 5 of 13 for the game right now. Mackay is 9 of 12. And the second one is way short. Addie's 0 for 4. She actually made one in the first half, in the first quarter, but she stepped on the baseline. She stepped on it again, but it was an air ball anyway. They get it to Haley Stifle, to Perkins, right corner to Flores. Back to Perkins. Perkins, the leading scorer for Mackay. Rhodes has come out of the game, though, with the fouls. They get in the bounds to Maddie Stifle. Stifle hits the bucket. So the Stifle sisters are in there together. And they get us find the soft spot in the middle of that zone. 33-27 Irish. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. There's a pass inside to Mason. She hits the deck. It's physical. And that foul is on Flores, her first. Mackay has already committed 3 fouls 1 minute into this fourth quarter. The team fouls go back to 0 at the start of each quarter. When you hit the 5th foul, the team shoots free throws. Inside to Benavides, and she can't hit the shot, but she's fouled. The foul is on Haley Stifle, her second. And now Benavides at the line. Lots of circles in her box on my score sheet. Need to put an X through one of those circles. That means you make it. Off the back iron again. 6 in a row off the mark for the Irish. Stifle checks out, and Mackenzie Smith, a freshman, checks in for the first time. The sales up 33-27. And the next one is off the mark as well. Rebounded by Smith, the freshman. Gets in the scorebook right away with a rebound. The stat sheet anyway. In the corner, Stifle. She'll fire a 3. Won't go. Rebound Mason. She loses the handle. Now Flores puts it up on the Karen. Misses it, but gets fouled. So friendly fire there as Mason and I didn't see who the other Lady Irish player was, but they collided, lost the rebound. Mason ends up fouling Flores. So it's been a parade to the free throw line here. This, and Flores hits the first one. Mackay definitely has the advantage at the line. They're now 10 of 13 from the line. It's back to a five-point game. Second free throw, in and out and in. Hit the backboard, hit the rim, went back off the backboard and in. So Mackay has it back down to 4 points. The lead has gone from as many as 10 to as few as 4. And we got a whistle and a 3-second violation on the Irish as Teresa Holtzinger just was getting ready to launch a 3-point attempt.
So well, I haven't seen that call.
Well, we did just now. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Right wing to Stifles. She'll fire the three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Mendoza has it tipped away. Chestnut chases down the loose ball. Gets it to Smith. The freshman shot is off the mark. Rebound tip. Ortuno's got it. She throws a wild one. Holtzinger tries to save it. She will. Then it goes to Flores. Flores stripped by Holtzinger. Ooh. Now Ortuno with the ball back. She has it knocked away. Holtzinger's got it. Coach Perez is really upset, and he has a right to be because Teresa tried to save the ball. She went out of bounds and saved it inbounds, but you can't be the first player to touch it. Yeah, and she did.
There were numerous interesting calls or no calls that series.
Justice is served somewhat. It ended up, the ball ended up all the way down at the Irish end, but it goes off at the Sales player and Mackay back in front court. Chestnut in the left corner to Flores. Flores, pass up top, stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger's behind the defense, and she'll lay it up and in. Boy, the Irish needed that, and Nick Hazeltine says timeout. Let's calm this thing down. The Irish back up by 6, 35-29, 5:45 to go in the ballgame. When we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Mackay will inbound at the far end of the court. The Irish break the huddle with Coach Hazeltine with Mendoza, Donnelly, Holtzinger, Mason, and Benavides on the floor. Chestnut gets it to Smith. Smith's pass inside, knocked away. Loose ball picked out of there by Benavides, and she rips it away from Mackay's girls before they can tie her up. That's an experienced player there. Holtzinger finds Benavides on the baseline. Her shot knocked away by Stifle. Loose ball picked up by Miley Rhodes. Miley Rhodes is back in there with the four fouls. Rhodes, Perkins, and Stifle, three starters, along with Smith, the freshman in the game. She fires a three. It's too long. Rebound Mason. Mason is tied up. Addison Mason, the first thing she does when she gets the rebound, she puts it down to her knees. Then when they start grabbing at it, she violently swings the arms around. Possession in favor of the Pioneers. Pass is tipped, and ahead comes Mason to Mendoza, and she's called for traveling. Okay, I say the pass was tipped. It bounced off the head of Mason on the inbound, and it bounced towards half court, and the Irish were on the run, but couldn't finish. 4:50 to go, 35-29 Irish in the corner of Rhodes. Rhodes, pass inside, tipped by Benavides, loose ball picked up by Holtzinger, two on one, Teresa on the left side, left-handed lane is up and good. Teresa had Mendoza to the right, little ball fake to the right, and then scooped it up with the left hand. Teresa, 22 points. And we've got a loose ball foul under the basket. Going to be called on
Teresa reached.
Teresa Holtzinger with a reaching foul. That's four on Holtzinger.
Yeah.
Irish up 37-29. So Rhodes with four fouls for the Pioneers. Holtzinger with four for the Irish. Smith, the freshman, on the drive, left to right, gives it off to Chestnut. Chestnut traveled. She split a double team at... Oh, they're going to call a foul?
Oh, interesting.
Okay. She was out of control. A hop, skip, and a jump. I thought the whistle was for traveling, and they call a holding foul on Donnelly, her first. Three fouls on the Irish. They get in the corner on the inbound to Perkins. She'll fire the three. It won't go. Rebound Donnelly. Donnelly's fouled by Chestnut as Lindley went to head the other way. And that is five fouls on Mackay. So DeSales, the good news is they will shoot free throws for the rest of the ballgame on all defensive fouls. The bad news is the Irish are 0 for 7 from the line here in the fourth quarter. Lindley Donnelly will try to change that. Lindley has got 3 points, hit a Hank Warren Edward Jones three on the first field goal of the second half for the Irish. She misses the first one.
All right.
The lid's on the basket from the charity stripe.
Come on, Lindley.
Ortuno and Gretchen Ferraro check in. Mason and Mendoza get a break. Holtzinger is also out of the game as Casso comes in. Teresa with those four fouls.
We got a little bounce.
All right, got a couple bounces and it dropped in. Lindley hits one of two. She's got 4 points. The Irish lead is 38-29. Back up to 9 points. It's gone between 4 and 10. Smith for three off the iron. Go. Rebound Rhodes gets it over Casso. Can't hit the putback. Ortuno with the rebound. Rhodes takes it right back from her. And they call jump ball, but as it got ripped away, they got the quick whistle on the jump ball. Holtzinger back in, so Coach Hazeltine maybe working a little offense-defense substitutions with Teresa, letting her run the offense and then try to get her out on defense to avoid a fifth foul. Left wing pass goes to Gretchen Ferraro. Gretchen Ferraro has it stolen by Perkins. Gretchen tries to get it back. Ball's loose on the floor. Ortuno's got it. Ball still loose. Now Perkins has it back. Ferraro, the eighth grader, going against Perkins, the senior. Perkins gets it to Chestnut. Left wing to Smith. Smith, the freshman, hasn't been afraid to shoot, but they'll swing it back to Perkins. Now to Rhodes. Rhodes from 12 feet on the baseline. Shot won't go. Rebound stifle inside, and she's fouled. Holtzinger and Benavidez are both there. It's going to be on Benavidez. And that's her third foul unofficially. The Irish are now at 4 team fouls. So it was a shooting foul. And so free throws for both teams the rest of the game. Stifle hits the first free throw. Mackay's free throw shooting is what's kept them in it. Unofficially, they are 12 of 15 from the line. The Irish are 1 of 9 in this quarter alone, 6 of 18 overall. Stifle hits them both. Mackay doing the little things to try to stay close. 38-31 to Sales with a 7-point advantage. 3:18 to go. Holtzinger gets it left wing to Mendoza. Mendoza, lazy pass, tipped by Rhodes, but she can't save it from going out of bounds right in front of the Irish bench. Mendoza just took and turned and went to throw it, but Rhodes is right there to get her hand on it. Holtzinger, nobody comes out on her. She'll fire three. It won't go, and there's a foul on Benavidez.
Oh. That's only four, I guess.
Well, okay. It's four, but Mackay gets to walk the other way and shoot where they've been very productive with basically no time going off the clock in this possession. And so Benavidez has four. Holtzinger has four. Those are the two main scorers for the Irish. And Stiefel's first one is off the mark. Sales up by 7. 3:07 to go. Stifle misses them both. Irish get a break there. Casso runs down the rebound, get it to Ortuno. Ortuno to Holtzinger. Mackay retreats defensively into that 2-3 zone. Both teams have played zone defense all game long. Casso with it on the left wing. Up top between the circle to Holtzinger. Left corner to Benavidez. To Casso. Casso throws it right to Stifle. Hey. 2:44 to go. To Stifle on the right elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound, Holtzinger. Long pass ahead of the defense to Mendoza. Mendoza shoots it off the side of the backboard, but she was fouled. I didn't know if they were going to call a foul or traveling because it looked like she maybe got a little skip in there. And the foul is on Miley Rhodes. So that is a benefit to the Irish. But as a basketball fan, Miley Rhodes is a fun player to watch. She scored 15 against Burbank, but DeSales held her to just one field goal. And then she hit 6 of 8 free throws. So she fouls out with 2:33 to go in the ballgame with 9 points. And Mendoza hits the free throw. So the Irish have hit 2 in a row now after missing 8 in a row. Mendoza has 3 points. The Irish lead is back up to 8, 39 to 31. Second free throw's up and in and out. Rebound tip controlled by Burwell. And there's an inadvertent buzz there. What's going on with that clock operator? State champion football coach. They get to Smith. She fires a 3. It won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Irish with the ball leading by 8. We're down to 2:16. Holtzinger, a little crossover in the lane, and she's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. Nice fundamental move. The foul is on Smith, the freshman, who's had her first action here in the fourth quarter. And now Teresa, who has 22 points and is 2 for 2 from the line, will go to the free throw line and miss the first one. Chestnut will check in for Smith. Freshman checks in for a freshman. Smith gave them some nice minutes, had several rebounds, not afraid to shoot it. She just didn't finish any of them.
She comes from a long line of pretty good basketball players from WABA.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
I got to call a few fouls on the older two boys and two girls.
Holtzinger hits the second one, and the Irish lead 40 to 31. Chestnut can't find the handle. It tries to save it. Goes right to Mason. Nice bounce pass to Mendoza. She's double-teamed. Tries to kick it out. Timeout to Sales. So Coach Hazeltine trying to save a turnover there, but she had got it out to Holtzinger. But the points aren't the main thing right now. Running the clock and taking care of the ball on. Clock stops. Inside 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Irish up 40 to 31. With the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. The Irish will be inbounding the ball when they break the huddle. I don't know the exact time on the clock because I don't like when they do this. Some gyms do it. When there's a timeout, they clear the time in the game and then put the time for the timeout. 1:54. I said inside 2 minutes, and I was guessed close enough. Cross-court pass on the inbound to Holtzinger. She tries to get around Chestnut. She will. She'll go all the way in and lay it in, and she's going to be fouled. So they set the play up. They inbound it on the right side as you face the court. Inbounded it onto the left side of the court as you face the basket. Dribbled left to right. Got it to Teresa. Teresa drove baseline, got a screen from Mason. And Coach, what? Okay, she made the basket, right? And missed the free throw. All right, 42 to 31. Irish with the lead, down to a minute and a half to go. So the Sales had a 2-game win streak stopped last night against Moses Lake Christian, and it looks like the Irish are going to get a win in the consolation game here and get back on the winning track. Get some positive vibes heading into their big game Wednesday at Liberty Christian. Holtzinger drives into the lane and bounces it, passes it to Benavides for the lay-in. Irish are opening it up, their biggest lead of the game, 44-31. Perkins loses the handle, gets it to goes to Burwell. Her shot won't go. Rebound Perkins. She can't hit the shot. Ball tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds as Perkins and Mason hit the deck hard under the Irish, under the Mack High basket. And Perkins is staying down. And hopefully she's okay. Coach Eric Wood wearing his head coach hat for the boys as he steps into the doorway, but he's also the fire chief and a trained EMT. So his eyes are seeing if they're going to need any assistance there. This looks like it could be a little while. We'll set the tone for the boys game a little bit. The Irish boys lost a tough one. And to Moses Lake Christian, a game where both the teams came in undefeated. And Moses Lake Christian only played six players the whole game, but they were physical and played hard the whole time. And the Irish could never really get the offense going. I thought of a John Wooden quote when I was thinking about the game. John Wooden, in one of his books, said he always wanted his players to be quick, but don't hurry. And the Irish guys were in a hurry.
I like that.
And shook up by the physicality, so they got to... they got to play, be quick, but don't hurry, moving forward. Missed shot by Flores. Rebound, whistle and a foul called on the rebound. It's going to be on the Irish. Going to send Stifle to the free throw line with 55.6 seconds to go. Foul on Mason, her fourth. And Stifle hits the free throw. Well, Mackay's girls still looking for their first win of the season, but they are definitely getting better. The Sales beat them 44-25 a couple weeks ago. Stifle hits both free throws. It's 44-32. But yesterday afternoon, they took Burbank right down to the end of the ballgame, and Burbank's got a pretty decent program. Irish will get it to Mason, pass inside to Benavides. She's fouled by Maddie Stifle with 43 seconds to go. Well, Peyton's 0 for 5 in the quarter. She's missed six free throws in a row. Let's see if she can hit a couple here and get the double
figures.
She's going
2 for 2, Coach.
Yeah.
2 for 2.
Let's get her in double digits. She's got 8 points. First free throw is good.
She's got too pretty of a shot not to make those.
High rainbow shot. Barely tickled the twine. Okay.
Okay, don't make the liar out of me.
Second one up and in.
Oh, man, are we on fire?
All right, Peyton, good recovery. Hits two in a row. Irish up 46-33. DeSales will go to 5-4, stay above 500. Stifle with it on the right elbow. Cross-court pass goes to Flores. Pass up top to Chestnut and over and back.
I think it went out of bounds.
Oh, okay. I thought he signaled over and back. It didn't even go in back. All right. Anyway, ball went out of bounds. Coach Alexis Perez just scratches his head. Up top to Mendoza. Swing it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger back to Mendoza. Right wing to Donnelly. Donnelly had a nice three-pointer to get the Irish going in the second half.
We don't need to shoot.
Back to
Good
Holtzinger.
Job,
they'll dribble it out.
Good job.
And that's the ball game. The Sales girls get a win in the consolation bracket of the Christmas Classic here at DeSales High School with a 46-33 win over the Mackay Lady Pioneers. We'll be back with the happy totals in just a moment. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I bet it's just precautionary.
Once you're out with a concussion, you're out at least a week. We're back live. Let's wrap up this girls' broadcast. The Sales girls win it 46-33. Up 13-5 after 8 minutes. Teresa Holtzinger and Peyton Benavidez got the Irish girls off on the right foot with three Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. Two by Teresa, one by Peyton. Then they hit the skids a bit in the second quarter, outscoring Mackay 13-5 after 8 minutes, but being outscored 10-8 in the second quarter as Abby Perkins hit a couple of Hank Warden Edward Jones threes for the Mackay senior. And the Irish led by six at the half. And then the middle in the third quarter, Irish got off to a slow start offensively. Mackay had the lead down to four a couple times with the ball, but then Lindley Donnelly got the first field goal of the second half for the Irish, hit a three-pointer. Then Teresa got a steal and a lay-in for Teresa Holtzinger. The Irish scored five in a row, got it back up to a nine-point game, and the rest of the game, it went up as many as 10, down to four, back to nine or 10, and then the Irish end up outscoring Mackay 12-10 in the third quarter and 13-8 in the fourth quarter to win by their margin of 13 points at 46-33. The Lady Irish go to 5-4. Mackay's girls fall to 0-11. Let's look at the scoring totals for the ball game. For Mackay's girls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls got in the ball game. Five of them scored points. One for Maritza Rubacalba, two for Daisy Flores, eight for Maddie Stifel, 9 points for Miley Rhodes. The senior struggled from the field, just one field goal. That was a three-pointer. She was a solid 6 of 8 from the free throw line, but she ended up fouling out with 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. And then leading the Pioneers in scoring, Abby Perkins, the senior, 13 points, three Hank Warden Edward Jones threes, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, but she did not score in the fourth quarter. Mackay was very good at the free throw line, 15 of 20 from the line, as each team committed 21 fouls in the ball game unofficially, so there were 45 free throw attempts between the two teams. Four to Sales in the win with the 46 points. Coach Hazeltine got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 girls in the ballgame. Six of them scored points. a much better offensive effort than the second half of last night's game when they scored just 11 points in the second half in a 48-39 loss. 2 points for Addison Mason, 2 for Gretchen Ferraro, 3 for Tessa Mendoza, 4 for Lindley Donnelly, all in the second half. I really thought that three-pointer she made to get the first field goal of the second half really helped spark the Lady Irish. And then 2 players in double figures, Peyton Benavidez, 10 points. She had 5 in the first quarter, 4 on a one play. She had a 3 and made the free throw after getting fouls, making that 3. Then it was a struggle for her the rest of the way, but she got that free throw shooting squared away at the very end there to finish in double figures with 10. And then Teresa Holtzinger, a solid effort for the 5'4 sophomore, 25 points. Last night she had a big first half where she scored 16, but then scored just 2 in the second half. She shook that off. 2 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes in the first quarter, 2 two-point field goals in the second quarter, 3 two-point field goals and 2 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the third quarter, 3 more field goals and 1 for 3 at the line in the fourth quarter. A solid 25-point effort by Teresa, leading all scorers. The Irish girls, turnovers again were an issue, and free throw shooting. You really, when you really struggle at the free throw line, it's almost like a turnover. The Irish were 5 of 16 in the fourth quarter alone and 10 of 25 for the game. So they've got to work on that moving forward. And speaking of moving forward, the Lady Irish have a big league matchup Wednesday when they take on Liberty Christian in Richland. I think those two teams are tied for second in the league right now. I'll have to double check that. Well, Lon, you're due working the math also. Any thoughts on Dairy Queen player of the game for this girl's
matchup? Well, if you want an outsider, I thought she was pretty solid. I don't remember too many turnovers, if any, would be Lindley Donnelly.
Yeah, I kind of agree on that one. I really thought, you know, as I was thinking through, that three-pointer that she hit at the mid-third quarter, because last night the third quarter was a rough time for the Lady Irish. She hit that three, and it kind of got everybody going. I agree. Lindley Donnelly, the 5'3 sophomore, Dairy Queen player of the game. Well, that's going to do it for the girls' portion of the broadcast. We'll be back talking boys basketball versus the Assotin Panthers when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co. Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.